our daughters paranoid about their own appearance. So this is a book that's of interest to women's magazines and parenting publications, just two categories right there, not to mention all the mommy bloggers and all the blogs that get linked to the women's magazines and the parenting books. So that's where those are the categories that Dara's Galleys went out to, those publications that serve the people who are most likely to buy her book. So, yes, they still do them with radio, by the way. Send a PDF of your book to radio or a PDF of a couple of chapters. You don't send the actual book to a radio station. They can work with PDFs easily. But if you're looking for book reviews for galleys sent out months before publication date, yeah, they still do use galleys.
And radio stations as well have you prepare a list of sample questions, don't you, and send those as well?
You betcha, because you know what? They're talking to people like us all the time. They don't have time to read our book, so we sort of have to read it for them and interview ourselves. And I can't tell you, Terry, how many times I've just completely taken over my radio interviews. And, you know, you can hear the guy just kind of sitting there quietly because, you know, he doesn't have time to read the book. So I'll say, you know, Terry, one question I get asked a lot is, and I just kind of run the interview, and I get my message points out there. You know, it works really well. But you do want to give them sample questions, and I recommend providing sample questions and sample answers, because that way they'll know what's coming, no surprises, and your sample answers might also trigger other questions for them as they sort of do the prep for the interview with you. But, yeah, that's a good point. Thanks for bringing that up, Terry. Sample Q&As.
You've done your homework there by identifying some messages that you want to get across, and that would be true in a radio interview or a newspaper interview, right? You have your talking points, they call it.
Yes, and, you know, we cover that in the workbook, too, how to develop those talking points, how to develop your key messages for your book, because, let's be honest, there are some things that you do want to communicate about your book, again, regardless of the category, but there are certain things that you want to make sure you get across in your interviews, so that you make this book sound as interesting or a compelling read as you possibly can.
Wow. Well, I'm just looking at all these questions here, and I'm wondering how in the world we're going to do this. But one of the best resources that I can give anybody listening to this is to get this publicity workbook that we've been talking about here. And I would encourage you to get a copy of this Build Book Buzz Publicity Forms and Templates, just because of the massive flexibility of this product and the way you've made this, Sandy, to be able to be used over and over in a lot of different kinds of situations. That's what I really like about the way you put this together.
Thank you.
And I know we're, we're getting down toward the end here, but I guess all of us have limited time, limited money of what in the world we can do to be promoting our book. Is there some game plan, do's and don'ts, or something that you can give people to say, you know, get up every day and take X amount of time and do it on your book, or what?
Yeah, I recommend actually creating a publicity plan where you set aside a couple of hours. And you sit down and you think, okay, what are my goals here? And your goals might be to get into certain publications or certain media outlets or into certain blogs that, or exposure within certain networks. So what are your goals? Sometimes goals are to sell a certain number of books. But what is it you really want to accomplish? And then what will be your strategy for accomplishing those goals? And a strategy might be... it might be to leverage certain types of media outlets because they will reach your target customer, or it might be to leverage your networks or networks of colleagues to get the words out. I mean, a strategy can go in a number of different directions. And then, you know, what are your tactics? What's your timeline? And what's your budget? So what are the kinds of things that you can do to build buzz for your book? How long are you willing to do this? And I always nag people to do it as long as the book's in print, because I know you can do it as long as the book's in print. And then what's your budget? And, of course, most of us don't really have a lot of money to spend on this. So, I try to get people to think in terms of how can they work with the press and how can they work online to get the word out. And with the press, you know, it's press releases, it's tip sheets, it's being clever, it's being creative. If you can, if your book relates, like I know somebody who wrote a book about women's heart health. February is National Heart Health Month. Well, she's always promoting that book in February because she's got that tie-in between the book's topic and the disease month. Doing things like that. There's just so many things you can do to be always getting in the media. And then there's the online side of things. You know, we had a lot of questions about virtual book tours and are they worth it and, you know, that sort of thing. Yes, they are worth it. And what I like about virtual book tours is when you contribute to a blog, that stays up there indefinitely. I mean, it's like archived on the web, and people can do a search and find an interview you did 3, 4, 5 years ago, click a link and go to your book, which is the other reason you want some online exposure, especially if you're selling ebooks, because you want that online exposure because then you can have a direct link to a place where people can purchase the book. So that's also very valuable, too. So I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but yes, you need to commit a certain amount of time. I don't think you need to commit a lot of money, to be honest, because there are free press release distribution services. Doing a virtual book tour costs you nothing. Establishing relationships with bloggers before your book comes out, which is important. You want to have your connections in place before your book comes out, if you can, costs you nothing. I say set aside time every week to work on your book. For me, what I do is Friday afternoons. That's kind of my book promotion time.
Wow.
Friday afternoons. It seems like the world is a little bit quieter. People are a little more relaxed. If you don't answer your phone, they think, oh, she must have left early for the weekend. So I try to protect on my calendar. And literally, that's what I do. I block it out on the calendar, a couple of hours where it's book promotion time. And then I work on it then. And then I'm able to, you know, kind of get enough going that I can move on to other things for a week, and then come back and pick up where I left off. And, you know, other real easy things people can do that are free, a show of hands, how many of you guys subscribe to Peter Shankman's Harrow, Help a Reporter Out? Great, great service. Go to, if you don't subscribe, go to helpareporter.com and sign up for it. What it is a service that links journalists looking for sources with people like us looking for publicity. You get it 3 times a day. You just kind of scan each of those emails for a journalist looking for your expertise. And when one shows up, you send an appropriate email response and then cross your fingers and hope you get interviewed. It's free, and it's not a waste of time. If you do nothing else, if you don't subscribe to Help a Reporter Out yet, do it tonight.
And when you pitch the reporter, though, you have to pitch something appropriate. That's the key, right?
Mm-hmm. And actually, you know what? I've got on my blog, which is buildabookbuzz.blogspot.com. If you go to my blog, and you can also get to my blog from my website, which is buildbookbuzz.com. There's a tab there for my blog. Scroll down to the bottom where I've got an index of topics, like 87,000 of them, because I'm ridiculous about it. Look for ProfNet or Harrow, and I've got a couple of posts about how to respond appropriately to them. They're a great short course. They will save you a lot of time and thought and rejection. Read those, and you'll see what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, part of what I find, and you probably find this true, Sandy, too, is that writers just instantly assume that people are going like a magnet to buy their books or find out about their books. And what we've been talking about tonight is really investing in yourself and your own education about how to appropriately get out there and get your material in front of the public.
Right, right. And it's, you know, it's a... It's an effort that takes time. It involves some learning. There's so much free information online, you know, using Google. For example, somebody said, how do I find blogs that cover my book's topic? Use the Google. Just type in, you know, blog and then your topic name, and you'll get a list of blogs that cover your topic. Likewise with book promotion and publicity. You know, Google, for example, how to write a book announcement press release. You'll get information. I just posted an article last night on book signing tips. Google book signing tips and my name. You'll get a link to that article somewhere. There's so much. So I guess my point is, when you get to a point where you're thinking, how do I do this? Use Google and you'll get so much free information online.
Or use your Build BookBuzz publicity forms and templates.
Right, which is very, very, very affordable.
And I do recommend that if you're listening to this broadcast after the fact, that you click that button, or if you're listening to it tonight, to click that button, go over there and pick up this resource, because of the immense value that you're going to get out of that and going to be able to use this over and over because of the Word document. She hasn't made it into a PDF or some format that's strange and you can't really get to, but this is like a template, so you can write your own information right over it and then use it for the next book kind of thing. Highly recommend that. Well, we have just so many questions and so little time here. I know we've covered the gamut. Now, for this whole topic of building BookBuzz, Sandy, it doesn't really matter whether you live in the big city or live out in the country, does it?
No, it doesn't matter at all. There was one question there where somebody said, gee, I live in a community of 500. What the heck am I going to do? Who am I going to promote to? You know, you're going to think well past that community of 500. Your book deserves an audience. It deserves a much broader audience that you're going to get in your own backyard. So while I always encourage people to start locally, don't stop there. You know, spread out. Find the people outside your community, whether it's a, you know, big city or a rural area. Though there are people, you wrote a book for people, not just in your backyard. You wrote a book for people probably on, you know, a global audience. So keep working to find those people who are going to be interested in your book. And the way to do that is to constantly be out there, whether it's through media relations or through blogging or through commenting on the blogs of others or through using Twitter and Facebook. There are many, many things you can do on an ongoing basis that don't cost you anything, that can help keep your thoughts and your perspective and your viewpoint and your book title out there in a way that helps you reach the people who want to know about your book.
Yeah, this is just so valuable because people need to just kind of be reminded about the value that they've built into their book and that they bring to the process here. And as they understand their own value and how to get to their own target audience, they'll just be able to reach out and touch those people over and over.
Yes, and when you hear from somebody, by the way, who tells you how much they like your book, ask them to write a testimonial on Amazon. Yes, if your book is for sale on Amazon, say, oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you so much. Would you mind putting that up in Amazon as a review? And gosh, could I use that on my website too? Because that's one way that you can coax people to buy your book, is when they have heard that other people like it. That really does kind of take some of the risk out of it.
Absolutely. Great, great tips there, that's for sure. Well, I think we have actually run through our hour-long time here, Sandy. I want to be conscious of that with your time as well as the listeners' time here. But is there one last thing that you'd like to really encourage people to do?
You know, one thread that came through a lot of the questions was book signings. There were a lot of questions about book signings and book tours and that sort of thing. And just real quickly, here's my thinking about that. Again, Google my name, book signing tips, Sandra Beckwith. You'll get some tips on how to make the most of a book signing. But please don't build your buzz or your publicity or promotion campaign around book signings, because they reach a very, very small number of people. And what you want to do is reach as many of the right people as possible. A book signing, unless you're doing a book signing in a venue that's connected to your book topic, for example, maybe your book is about pet care or pets, doing a book signing in a pet store, fantastic idea. Doing a bookstore in a book signing in a bookstore, okay idea, but the pet store is much better. So unless you've got a direct link between your book's topic and the venue hosting your book signing, it's really probably not the best use of your time. And I definitely do not recommend that authors fund their own city-to-city book tour. First of all, you can do it all virtually now. You can phone into book clubs through Skype. There are a number of things you can do without leaving home. And that's a really, really expensive undertaking. So that's kind of my final thought, is be real thoughtful about book signings and don't make that the linchpin of your program. Try to reach as many people as you can with your efforts.
Yeah, wow. Really look at the biggest possible audience. That's really great advice.
Yeah.
Because people do focus on their local bookstore and signing books there. And I personally have sat behind many tables and even in front of the table and not sold a single book at a book signing. It's been a very sad experience, unfortunately.
It's a different world. They now have to become events. You have to do a presentation and you have to engage the people in the audience, and you know, you have to spend so much time promoting it ahead of time, and maybe 12 people show up. Well, I could tell you how to use those hours you spent bringing those 12 people in a way that helps you reach, you know, 120,000. So that's my thinking on that.
Yeah, look to the broadest possible audience of how to get your book out to that target audience. Just those kinds of things you really gave us during this time to really focus in on that audience and who that audience is and what they're reading, what they're listening to, where they're going on their computer. And then if you touch those markets, you'll be well on your way to getting this book buzz to be going, that's for sure.
Excellent summary.
Thank you very much, Sandy, for this time, and I appreciate it, and I'm delighted that we were able to do this tonight.
Me too, Terry. I wish we had another hour, but I know people would start to yawn. We hear them snoring on the call, and that's never appropriate. But I hope we can do it again. I like answering the questions, and I hope it was helpful.
Thanks a lot.